This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 24th. God's word to you today is Heaven's Link. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verse 6 from the New King James Version, and it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." 1 Timothy 6, verse 7 says, "After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into this world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it." No one showed up on earth with anything. That in itself is a message from our Creator, and I pray you listen and get it. When death comes, because it will come eventually if Jesus tarries, how many things can we take back to heaven? Everyone will go back the same way they came, with nothing. Even if a corpse is buried with gold and precious stones, at night that coffin will be exhumed and the corpse will be raided and stripped bare. You are a visitor. Earth is not your home. If you live in the light of eternity, it will show. When you understand that your true home is with your Father in heaven, you will not be afraid of death. No Christian on earth should be afraid of death, because to live is Christ and to die is gain. Never be afraid of death. If I live in the light of eternity, if I see heaven as my home, it will show in how I love God. It will show in how I view the world, and it will show in how I relate with other people. Having eternity in view helps us love easily and forgive easily. If you have eternity in view, you will go to great lengths to connect people to God. Everyone you meet is going to spend eternity somewhere, either with God in heaven or in hell. Having eternity in view helps us act on purpose in our relationships. Sometimes all we have is one shot to connect people to God. Be deliberate about inviting people to church and connecting people to God. Everybody has an eternal destiny. There are people in our lives that, like it or not, may never get to meet with Jesus unless we set it up. Guess what? Heaven is waiting for you to make that connection. Act with a new sense of urgency. A lot of people have become members of God's Favorite House because someone invited them. One lady in particular had been living with sickle cell anemia, and with it came kidney problems. But as she plugs into church, God visited her, and the sickle cell anemia disappeared without a trace. She said if she had not been invited to church, she doesn't know what would have happened to her. It will interest you to know that the first time she came to church was during one of our special services, and she did not find parking, and so she left. But the person that invited her was following up on her. When the person realized what had happened, he compelled her to come back, and he found parking for her. Today, she is eternally grateful. Who are you connecting to Jesus? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me identify those who are close to me but far from God, and give me the courage to speak to them and connect them to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.